Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Roekel. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. I've often subscribed to where there's a will, there's a way mentality. I pull myself up by my bootstraps and press forward, never retreating, always advancing, and never weak. Maybe it's because of my grandparents' influence. They grew up during the Great Depression, and it made them tough. Tough in body and tough-minded. My own growing up years trained me to rely on myself because I wouldn't let myself down like other people would. While it made me strong, it also led me to a place where dependence on another person grew difficult. Whether a person lives in a nurturing environment where they learn to trust people and sail through life on golden wings, or an unsympathetic environment where people are risky and trust seems impossible, we can still struggle with confidence. Trust and confidence hold hands, and where we place that trust matters in our daily lives. The book of Jeremiah has some beautiful truths written in it, and today's verse contains great guidance for how to be confident when we don't feel like it. Jeremiah writes to the nation of Judah, and he contrasts those who trust in human capabilities and resources versus trusting in God's capabilities and resources. Those who trust in humanity or themselves find disappointment, failure, spiritual poverty, and ultimately loss. This is a sobering reminder to take our penchant for independence and conjured up confidence and take it off ourselves or other people and place it squarely on God. When we find our confidence in God, we receive blessings, eternal benefits, a lack of worry or fear, and deep roots of a life which goes deep into God. Confidence in self leads to shaky ground, but confidence in God provides a firm foundation. Psalm 125, verse 1 says this, "Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever." Imagine having a trust so deep that it is like a mountain that doesn't move. In Christ, we can have that kind of confidence even when we don't feel like it. The prophet Jeremiah draws on the imagery of Psalm 1, which contrasts two types of life: a life built on God or a life built without God. In Psalm 1, we discover how to always bear fruit in good times and bad times through the imagery of a tree planted by streams of living water. Jeremiah, in his chapter 17, refers to another kind of tree to further explain the contrast of confidence placed in the right or wrong place. The tree that grows in the salt lands is called a cursed tree by the Bedouin. This tree looks healthy with abundant fruit hanging from its branches, but its fruit, when opened, is hollow and filled with webs, dust, and a dry pit. When we place our confidence in self or humanity, our hearts depart from the Lord. We grow dry, even though we look like we may have it all together. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God spoke to the Israelites in the nation of Judah. God warns them about the consequences of where they place their confidence and trust. They could choose to be like a tree which looks healthy but has empty fruit, or they could live by faith in God's promises and providence. The nation of Judah is a cautionary tale of what not to do. When their confidence was shaken because of people and circumstances, and they didn't feel confident, they could have chosen to defer themselves to God and His guidance. Instead, they looked to themselves for confidence. Our duty is to trust God and to depend on Him to lead and guide us. He makes us strong and confident. People and circumstances can deceive us, threaten us, be false to us, be fierce against us, and even to fail us. But when we commit ourselves to God, we discover His freedom from worries and fear, and we gain confidence. God's favor is the good we hope for, and His power is the strength we hope in, not our own independence or abilities. We don't have to pull ourselves up by our own strength. It's God's grace we hang on to, and He pulls us back when our confidence is gone. Confidence is not a feeling, although it's wonderful when we feel it. It's a choice to place our complete trust in God. Depending on God to bear us through life is how we have confidence when we don't feel like it. In Him, we flourish, and we experience a confidence rooted in an inward peace, and we bear fruit for the glory of God, the benefit of others, and our own account. Let's pray. Holy God, thank You that You remind us of where our confidence can be placed. Lord, there are times in our lives where we do not feel confident. Our circumstances have shaken us. The people in our lives have betrayed us, and we wonder where and how and why. But God, when we place our confidence in You, when it's not in our own abilities, when it's not in other people, when it's not in our past experiences, but when it is in You, we can walk in confidence even when we don't feel like it. Lord, thank You for the work that You're doing in our lives today. Thank You for who You are. Thank You that You are trustworthy, that You are full of goodness and kindness, and that You call us to Yourselves. And you say that those who trust in You are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken. God, plant our feet in You, on You, our rock that is steady and true and complete. And God, we stand in confidence because of who You are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.